Groovin inspected the faint impressions left in the previous night's snowfall.
I was right. Valaganifa are passed this way. Good work, Dagrab. We're on their trail right enough. Skirt on ahead a bit. See what you can find.
He was right.
Ribro scoffed, covering his mouth with a paw.
What he means is he was lucky Dagrab was keeping her eyes about her.
Once they were clear of the snow, the going became much easier. By mid-afternoon, Groovin's party were on the lower slopes among huge boulders, scrub vegetation and shale. Groovin and the two stoats rested by a trickling stream, gnawing on some milk vetch leaves. Groovin was feeling cheerful.
See? Warm weather, clean water and a bit of food. Good, eh?
Ribro and Rawback continued eating in silence as Groovin continued.
Dagrab lost the tracks a bit back there, but she'll pick them up again. Don't worry, I won't steer us wrong.
Ribro spat out a hard bit of stalk, nodding downhill.
We ain't worried, Chief, but Dagrab doesn't look too happy. Here she comes now, see?
Scrabbling breathlessly uphill, Dagrab returned to make a report.
Looks like all kinds of stuff growing down there on some ledges, Chief. Proper victuals, mushrooms, wild onions, some turnips and stuff like that. Only thing is, there's a load of little beasts. Look like shrews. Good job they never saw me. There's a lot of them, and they look well armed. Clubs, knives, spears.
Groovin tossed away a paw full of vetch leaves.
Little beasts like shrews, eh? With plenty of victuals too. Let's go and take a look.
From their vantage point on a rocky boulder-strewn spur, the four vermin lay looking down. Far below were broad terraces above the foothills, covered in deposits of rich alluvial soil. The pygmy shrews were farming, planting seedlings and gathering in their vegetable crops. Between where they were working and the high spur where the vermin lay was a steep wasteland of thistle, fern, scree, boulders and shale. Groovin's smile was one of pure wickedness.
This'll probably make a bit of a mess, but we're not interested in next season's crops. Just enough for a few good meals.
Putting his shoulder to a rounded boulder, he pushed it over the edge, calling to the others.
Come on, send some rocks down that slope.
The boulders hit the steep incline, bouncing and setting other boulders and shale banks on the move. Wherever they struck, smashing fern beds, crushing thistles, and sending huge masses of scree into a thundering avalanche. Pygmy shrews scattered hither and thither, squealing in panic as the mountain thundered down on them, crushing any beast not swift enough to avoid the destruction. Groovin laughed until tears rolled down his cheeks. The plan was working.
It's like dropping pebbles and sand on ants. Look at them. They don't know which way to run for the best.